right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, you constantly hear Republicans talking about Democrats and crime, and there are Democrats who support crime. They're not tough on crime, and Republicans are. And, you know, if it wasn't for Democrats, there would be no crime. You know, you hear that. So here's a story that points out the contradictions in this long-held debates and arguments from conservatives, people on the right, that the Democratic cities are overrun with crime and murder, and Democrats don't do anything about it. If there wasn't entities like this article and Salon, which points out the real statistics that will refute the lies that you keep hearing from the right. Republicans blame Democrats for crime, but new data shows higher murder rates in red states. Wait a minute. Let me repeat that again. Republicans blame Democrats for crime, but new data shows higher murder rates in red states. Yes, crime is up, but 8 of the 10 states with the highest murder rates in 2020 voted for Donald Trump. Republicans have repeatedly blamed Democratic policies in big cities for a rise in the murder rates during the pandemic. In fact, Republican states are reporting much higher homicide rates, and some of the highest murder rates are in the cities led by Republican mayors, according to data compiled by the centrist think tank Third Way. Republicans from former President Donald Trump to congressional lawmakers, to Fox News, talking heads, have repeatedly pointed to Democrats' supposed soft-on-crime approach, bail reform laws, and defund the police, rhetoric from left-wing activists for fueling a surge in violent crime. But the Third Way report shows the murder rates are higher in the Trump voting red states, and some of the highest murder rates in the cities led by Republicans. Oh, that's interesting. Murder rates were an average of 40% higher in 2022 in the 25 states that Donald Trump carried in the last election compared to states carried by Biden, and far higher than a deep blue states like New York and California, where Republicans have assailed Democratic criminal justice reforms. Instead, the highest murder rates were found in states like Mississippi, Kentucky, Alabama, South Carolina, and Arkansas, all of which are dominated by Republicans and were won easily by Trump. So you have to ask the questions. The fact that they knowingly lie to lead their constituents to believe that, you know, the cities, you shouldn't dare go inside of these urban cities because your life is going to be endangered. And if you didn't know any better, and you just listen to what you constantly hear on these various networks, you would believe what many of these others believe. That at the root of all of this crime happen to be people of color, and that's where the crimes really happen, in those areas. Well, we find out now that's not the truth. Do you think anybody on the right is going to change that narrative? No, they're not going to do it because, again, they want to alarm people who aren't able to think for themselves or look up the statistics themselves. They want to continue to keep this narrative going that you know who you need to fear. And so those cities are like jungles. And, you know, and I'm not saying that in these other cities that crime and murder isn't running rampant. It is. But it's also doing the same thing all over the country. You know, it's not just California and New York. As just stated, these other places, Mississippi, you know, and Kentucky and Alabama and Missouri, all places that would lead people to believe that those are safe places. They're not. Large blue states have attracted criticism from Republicans that had murder rates significantly below the national average. New York's rate was 4.11 murders per 100,000 residents, and California's was 5.59, according to the study. Mississippi's murder rate was 400% higher than New York's and 250% higher than California, which is mind-boggling to me. Because, again, they're talking about per capita, and you look at the sheer numbers of people living in New York and California, but the fact that Mississippi's rate is 400% higher, and yet I guarantee you there won't be people who will believe one iota of that. But these are the kinds of things that make it almost impossible for there to be any hope that we're ever going to be able to come together collectively and work through things in this country to make it a better country for everybody. It's just not going to happen. Things are going to get worse and worse. We're going to become more and more divided. And that's a sad state of affairs when we're talking about the future not being mine and not being my generation, but being the generation for the young, which needs to have a better opportunity as time moves on for those of us and marches on, for those of us, you know, who have been here a while. Jacksonville, which had a murder rate of 19.78 per 1,000 residents, and other Republican-led cities like Tulsa, 19.64, Fresno, California, 14.9, Bakersfield, 11.9, Oklahoma, 11.16, Lexington, Kentucky, 10.6. Where are we? Oh, and so when you look at New York's 5.94, Los Angeles's 6.74. And then you can go and look at some. Like Chicago, that is 28.49 in Houston, which is 17.32. They've got alarming increases, no question about it. But if you didn't know any better, you would think all of those northern cities or northern states and cities had it the worst. Now, among states voted for by Joe Biden, Wisconsin saw the highest increase at 63.2%, while Minnesota saw murder rates rise 58.1%. So I'm not saying that, you know, the rates in Wisconsin and Minnesota aren't alarming and Chicago aren't alarming. But those aren't, again, they only represent those particular states and not the masses of the cities and the states across the nation. So, you know, once again, where numbers have been used and manipulated to point out a narrative that these cities, these urban cities, are hell holes and Democrats have been running them, and the reason that they're in such bad shape is because of Democrats. Yeah, and I started this conversation with pointing out all of the other states that are red that have even higher percentages of murders than those in blue states. You won't ever hear that on Fox News. You won't ever hear that on WTMJ. You won't ever hear that on many of the other conservative stations because people would not believe it if you told them the truth anyway. Their belief, once again, is that it's just those people. And not understanding that those people should really stand for people who got some serious psychological issues. Because if you don't know how to handle yourself and control over your faculties, and the only way you can see solving any issue or any problem is with a gun, you really have some severe psychological issues that need to be addressed. I will tell you as we get ready to go to a break that it is frustrating that we've got so many people in this country who think that the only way to solve a problem is through violence, is through taking somebody else's life. That can never be the answer. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.
Reality.